Hallelujah. Lift your hands and give God praise in the house. Glory to God. Glory to God. Ikarabashatarialamakatai. Tirabashandarabakatai. There's a glory in this place. There's a glory in this place. Harabashayakatai. Just grab that person's hand that's next to you and lift it up right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord, church. The Lord is good. Amen. We've had a tremendous time in this place, and I'm thankful for what I feel in this house. I feel that God is about to speak to somebody. Somebody cry out to God right now. Cry out to God right now. Oh! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Lord is in this place. Open your Bibles, Acts chapter 28, in verse 3. Acts chapter 28, in verse 3. And the word of the Lord says, "And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. And when the barbarian saw the venomous beast hanging on his hand, they said among themselves, 'No doubt this man is a murderer, whom thou, though he has escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live.' And he shook off the beast in the fire and felt no harm. Howbeit they looked when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly. But after they had looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god." I want you to turn to your neighbor and say, "It's the anointing. It's the anointing." Just kind of shake them a little bit if you can and tell them it's the anointing. Say, "It's not you. It's the anointing. It's not what you're wearing, nor what you got, but it's the anointing." Glory to God. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you because you are powerful. You are mighty. You are awesome in this place. Without a doubt, you are the God of glory. Lord, we are in the middle of heaven kissing earth right now. We've been caught in the middle. Thank you, Jesus, for coming and being amongst us. Have your way in this service. Put the devil in his place. Let your name be glorified in this house. In Jesus' name, amen. Now somebody give God a roaring praise. Yeah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. The Lord is good. You may be seated in the presence of Almighty God. As I was in this service right now, I felt the Lord speaking to my spirit and saying that there are some people that are going through some dark trials right now in their lives. Some people that are going through what they would probably call a trial of fire. And the truth is, it doesn't even seem like a normal everyday trial. In fact, it even is a little crazy. The things that happen, it's almost as if you are having a nightmare, but then you pinch yourself and realize you are alive. And it's interesting because when we go through moments like that, we begin to question, why am I going through what I'm going through? Why has sickness hit my household? Why has trial come my way? The text that we read tonight about Paul is Paul being transported in a ship to Rome to stand before Caesar. and to testify about his faith or stand in testimony of his faith. It's interesting that the Lord had even warned Paul that there was trouble ahead. And Paul even told the Roman soldiers that there was going to be some trouble on the way. But they did not listen. Hallelujah. And even though they did not pay attention, God had mercy upon them. It's interesting that the Bible says that the angel of the Lord in the middle of the storm came and visited Paul. In Acts chapter 27 and verse 23, Paul says, "For there stood by me this night the angel of the Lord, of whom I am and whom I serve." I want you to know something. I'm thankful for the angel of the Lord. Because there's been moments that I've gone through some trials and some situations in my life that if it wouldn't have been for the angel of the Lord, I probably would be dead right now. I probably would have lost my mind or gone into a nervous breakdown. But the angel of the Lord was with me. Is there anybody that can be thankful for the angel of the Lord tonight? Hallelujah. That accident should have killed you, but the angel of the Lord was with you. Glory to God. The angel of the Lord. Somebody ought to thank God for the angel of the Lord. Glory to God. A few years ago, my father-in-law was in the hospital. The doctor said he had just a few days to live. I remember every night it was a struggle. Every night it was a struggle. He couldn't rest. He couldn't sleep. He couldn't do anything. And so one night we began to pray. And my father-in-law said like this. He said, "Oh God, you see me." Hallelujah. "You see me. I feel like you see me right now." In that moment, a nurse walked in, and she was a very kind lady. She walked in and she said, "My name is Elmira." She wrote it on the whiteboard. She said, "I'm here to make you feel comfortable." She grabbed pillows, began to put them around my father-in-law. Within 10 minutes, he fell asleep. And he slept the whole night through, to the point that when he woke up in the morning, he said, "That is the best night's sleep I've had in years." Hallelujah. He said, "I didn't have pain. I didn't have struggles. I slept so beautiful." He said, "Could you call our nurse to come?" So I went out to the nurse table and I said, "I'm looking for our nurse, Elmira." And they looked at me, they said, "There is no nurse by the name of Elmira." I said, "But we had her last night." They pointed to the wall. They said, "Is her picture on the wall?" And I looked and I said, "No, I don't see her picture on the wall." They said, "Then you got somebody else. Because if her picture's not on the wall, she was not here last night." So I went into my room, into the room with my father-in-law, and I told them about it. And all of a sudden, I looked at the whiteboard, and my mind went into Spanish. When I read it in Spanish, instead of Elmira, I read it El Mira, which that means in English, "He sees." The angel of the Lord had come into that room that night. I'm thankful for the angel of the Lord. Can anybody give God praise? I don't hear you. Can anybody give God praise for the angel of the Lord? Glory to God. Glory to God. He said the angel stood by me last night. I was going through some stuff, but the angel of the Lord was with me. And he said, fear not. Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. I love that because the angel of the Lord let him know, you still got a purpose. You still got a mission. You might be going through the storm, but the storm can't do nothing to you because there's a mission and a purpose in your life. I don't know who I'm preaching to this place, but I want you to know that sickness can't kill you as long as there's a mission and a purpose. Somebody ought to give a shout unto God in the house of the Lord. In the house of the Lord. Give him praise. Touch somebody and say, I've got a mission. Tell them, I've got a purpose. You need to point down to hell and let the devil know, I've got a mission and I've got a purpose. You tried to kill me in the storm. You tried to kill me with sickness. You tried to kill me with trials. But the reason why I haven't died yet is because I got a mission and I got a purpose. And as long as I got a mission and a purpose, ain't no devil in hell gonna kill me. Oh, I don't know who I'm preaching to in this place, but you ought to give a roaring shout of praise. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Touch two people and tell them, I've got a mission and a purpose. Hallelujah. And then God even says like this. He says, and lo, God has given thee all them that sail with thee. In other words, because you've got a mission and you've got a purpose, God even protects the ones that are. Your kids are protected. Your wife is protected. Your house is protected because you've got a purpose. Glory, glory, glory. This tells me of something true and powerful. You better stay where the anointing is at. Tell somebody, stay where the anointing is at. I don't care how good it might look or how big it might look or how popular the person might be. You gotta stay where the anointing is at. You need to ask the question, are they anointed? Is the anointing moving upon their life? I'm not against talent. I'm not against education. I'm not against a big luxury church. All those fine things. I'm not against it. But when I'm going through hell and the devil's trying to kill me and kill my family and kill my ministry and kill my business and steal my joy and coming against my dream, talent ain't gonna cut it. Education ain't gonna cut it. Luxury building ain't gonna cut it. But the anointing of the Holy Ghost is what I need. Oh God, oh God. Somebody give God praise right now. Tell somebody, I need the anointing. I need the anointing. I can't leave the anointing. I've got to be where the anointing is at. I've got to be where it's flowing. Don't ever leave the house because the anointing is in this house. Don't ever go looking for another church because oh God, I wish I had somebody to back me in this place right now. Hirobosanda, I feel the glory of the Lord in this house right now. Now, somebody give God praise. You need to stay with the anointing. Your victory, your healing, your miracle, your deliverance, your destiny is connected to the anointing of the Holy Ghost that's in this house. Tell somebody, I'm anointed. Oh, you said it so weak. Say it with authority. Say, I'm anointed. Somebody let the devil know you're anointed. I'm anointed. I'm anointed. I'm anointed. Does anybody believe that they are anointed? Hallelujah. It is impossible to estimate the extension of the anointing of God in your life. The Bible says that Peter, just his shadow, would heal the sick. That means wherever he would go, his shadow would heal the sick. It is impossible to measure the extent of your anointing. Your job don't know it, but they're blessed because you're there. Your family don't know it, but they're blessed because you're there. Oh, I wish I had somebody. Your school don't know it, but they're blessed because you're there. The anointing is covering the place. I want you to extend your hands out and say, I'm anointed. Somebody clap your hands to the Lord. Because of the anointing on your life, lives are going to be changed. Souls are going to be saved. And Satan is not going to be able to succeed. Because of the anointing on your life, chains will be broken. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place right now. Does anybody know that you're anointed? Can I preach it? Glory to God. Let me preach it. Glory to God. In our text, we see Apostle Paul has just survived a shipwreck. And he is now bitten by a snake. Isn't that just like the devil? You come out of one thing and you go into another thing. Amen. It bugs the living daylights out of me. You get your car fixed and you got a flat tire the next day. It's like you're like, where's that devil at? Glory to God. You come out of one and you go into another. See, there are some folks in this place. You are a storm survivor. Y'all abandoned me. I'm going to go on this side. Hallelujah. I feel I got some storm survivors on this side. I said you're a storm survivor. Hallelujah. You ought to tell your neighbor, you don't know what I've come through, but I'm alive. I'm alive. Is there anybody that's alive in the house of the Lord today? Yeah. Hallelujah. Storm survivor came through the storm. Tell somebody, I've gone through the storm. I've gone through trials. I've gone through situations in my life. And Paul had come out of the storm. A storm that was 14 days long. And Paul came out of the storm. And the Bible says that, and I love this because they were cold, and the barbarians, they prepared a fire for them. They were cold, and I love something about Paul. Paul did not sit around sucking his thumb. Because Paul refused to become a victim of the storm. There are some folks, you've been sitting in the church for several years now, sucking on your thumb, crying the storm you survived because you're still a victim of the storm. Wake up, baby. You're alive. Glory, glory. Oh, my Lord, somebody better come and arrest me. I feel preach all up in this place. Slap somebody and say, wake up, baby. You got your talent on hold. You got your giftings on hold. You got your blessing on hold because you're a victim of the storm. You're not in the storm anymore, but you're a victim of the storm. You gotta get up and get to work. Let the devil know you ain't taking my joy anymore. You're not taking my peace anymore. I went through the waves and I went through the storm, but I'm alive right now. Somebody give them an alive praise. Glory to God. So you come out of the storm and you get to work, and that's where the devil gets mad. See, he ain't going to attack you if you're just sitting there as a victim of the storm. Because as long as you're sucking on your thumb, he don't have to do nothing, because it's almost as if you're still in the storm. Y'all almost abandoned me. Almost. I was just about to go to this side. Amen. I haven't even looked at this side yet. Praise God. Glory to God. Amen. Tell your neighbor, say, I'm not a victim of the storm. Now respond to them and say, well, get to work. There you are, crying and weeping about something that happened 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago. Yeah, I know they stabbed your back. I know they talked about you. I know they spoke things about you and tried to bring you down. But baby, you're alive right now. Glory to God. Well, if you would have grown up in the house, you're alive. Get over it. Slap somebody and say, get over it. Somebody needed that right there. Right? Somebody got liberated right there. Slap somebody else and say, get over it. And if you don't know Spanish, just say, ¿qué te pasa? That means, what's wrong with you? Get over it. Get over it. And so Paul, now see, the powerful thing is, the best way to warm up is to get to work. Some folks just want to be around the fire. Oh, pastor, add another log to the fire. It's been rough. And then anybody that sits next to you, you're like, can I cuddle up to you? It's been a battle. Glory to God. And folks already know, don't sit next to so-and-so. They'll talk your ear off. Praise God. Y'all know who I'm talking about. And Paul gets to work. Tell your neighbor, say, get to work. Paul gets to work, starts picking up some sticks. The devil gets mad when you work, because it's the greatest symbol that you've got the victory in the name of Jesus. I've got like three that said amen to that. Now, I'm telling you, I'm about to go to this side, because y'all, yeah. Hallelujah. And so watch this. He goes and he throws the stick in the fire. When he did, there ain't nothing like getting close to the fire. Some of you folks need to start up a fire in your home. Get that devil out of your house. Who am I preaching to in this place? Get that devil out of your house in the name of Jesus. So the Bible says that all of a sudden, the viper fastened on his hand. Fastened. fastened on his hand. So there are some folks that came to church with the viper fastened on their hand. They're like, They even show everybody. Praise God. Isn't it interesting that in that moment, the barbarians, those were the barbarians. Tell your neighbor, say, don't be a barbarian. Barbarians are gossipers. Barbarians always like to talk about other people and invent a lot of stuff. Barbarians are destructive with their mouths. That was, ooh, Lord. And all of a sudden, the barbarians, they're like, oh, look at that. Isn't it interesting that whenever you go through stuff, people are always quick to judge that there must be sin in your life because you're going through stuff. Glory to God. Oh, I know. Oh, I knew it. I felt it in my spirit. I had a dream last night. I knew they were going down. Let me tell you something. You got some haters in your life that get excited and got excited when they saw the viper hanging off your hand. They got excited. They said, I knew they weren't going to make it. I knew they weren't going to pay their house on time. I knew their marriage wasn't going to make it. Laughing about it. In fact, they already forecasted your death and are already working on your funeral. But I've got news for my haters. I'm not dying to today. Oh, I wish I had somebody that could tell their haters right now, I ain't dying. If you bought a coffin, you better go and sell it, because I ain't gonna occupy that puppy today. I'm alive in this place. Somebody give an alive praise. Give an alive praise. The Bible says they were watching him. I feel it in the Holy Ghost. There are people that are watching you right now, already banking on your disaster. Oh, yeah. They went with them crazy Pentecostals over there. They went with them crazy apostolics. You watch, that ain't gonna last. They're gonna die soon. And they were watching Paul, waiting for him to die. Glory to God. Look at your neighbor and say, you're gonna take a long look. I hate to disappoint you, but I'm still alive. Harabasataya. Turn to somebody else and tell them like this. My anointing does not have an expiration date on it. I'm still anointed. Turn to somebody else and let them know. In fact, I'm more anointed today than what I was yesterday. The devil tried to kill me, but I'm still alive and I'm still anointed. I'm talking to somebody in this place. The devil wanted to kill you from your mama's womb, but the Lord did not allow it, because God had a purpose for your life. God has an anointing upon you. Who am I preaching to in this place? He tried to bring you down, but he couldn't bring you down, because you got a purpose in your life and you're anointed. Somebody needs to declare it. I'm anointed by God. Somebody just give God some praise right now. Ah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ushataya la bataya. Hallelujah. I'm not dying today. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. I'm not dying today. Glory to God. I'm anointed. This is what the Holy Ghost wanted for me to come and let you know in this house tonight. You're anointed. Three people said amen. You're anointed. See, some of you have been going through stuff and going through trial and going through everything and crazy stuff. And some of you have even believed the devil to think that God is trying to kill you. Let me tell you something, baby. God don't try. If God wants to kill you, he'll just say, don't breathe. Because he is the giver and the taker of life. He just looks at you and says, breathe no more. And you're done with, baby. You ain't gonna breathe anymore. But every time you breathe, it's God's permission to live. Live and not die. Live and not die. Live and not die. There are some folks, you've been going through a trial. You already died in your mind. But God sent me to tell you, live in Jesus' name. He still has you alive for a purpose. Oh my God, have mercy. I feel the glory of the Lord in this house. Hallelujah. So you're like, I think God's trying to kill me. No, he ain't. All he's got to do is just shut your nostrils. Cerrarte las narices y ya. Con eso. Amén. Gracias. Hallelujah. The reason why you're alive, the reason why you're going through hell and high water, the reason why you've gone through some stuff in your life, it's not even about you. Amen. Oh God, I feel that God's about to break somebody loose right now in the Holy Ghost. Because you've been sucking your thumb thinking it was all about you. It ain't about you, baby. It ain't about you. It ain't about you. Touch somebody and say, it ain't about you. I know it's you that's going through it, but it ain't about you. Hallelujah. It's not about your name. It's not about the money in your bank account. It's not about the house you have and the friends you got and all that stuff. No, no, no. It ain't about you, baby. It's all about the anointing. I don't think you heard me. I said it's all about the anointing. The devil is after your anointing. If he can attach or damage your anointing, then he's been able to debilitate you in the kingdom of God. The target is your anointing. Every time he sees you, he's reminded of Jesus Christ. Every time he hears you, he hears his voice. Every time you walk, it reminds him of the way Jesus walked. Because you are anointed. You got to understand the devil is after your anointing. You're a threat to hell. Oh, Lord, 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 Lord. I don't think you heard me tonight. I said you're a threat to hell. You're a threat to hell. Because wherever you go, the anointing goes with you. The power of God goes with you. The kingdom of God goes with you. And wherever the kingdom of God goes, every kingdom of Satan will fall down by the power of the Holy Ghost. Can somebody give God some praise? I'm gonna tell you. Oh, I feel the glory of the Lord in this place. See, this morning, watch. This morning, I told you that God was going to give you a new language because of the fact that you're in warfare. Can I preach this? The Lord impressed on my heart today. He said, there is a good number of the people in the house that do not understand that they are anointed. Don't abandon me. I'm about to go over on that side. I'm looking at you right now. Glory to God. They do not know that they are anointed. And when you do not know what you got, you can't put it to use. There are some folks you think God called you to just warm up a pew. The devil is a liar. God did not save you and sanctify you for you to be unutilized or unuseful for the kingdom of God. He saved you because there's something in you that God can use for his kingdom. He's anointed you. Ah. I said he's anointed you with the Holy Ghost and power. Is there anybody that's catching this message tonight? You need to let the devil know I'm anointed by God. Watch. Watch this. When you know what's on the inside, it makes you even walk different. Makes you even talk different. You don't walk into your job just like anything. You walk in knowing, hey, I'm the kingdom of God in this place. Hallelujah. See, some people are still praying, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And you're still praying for God's kingdom to come. But the Bible says that people say, Elu aquí, Elu allá, woe here, woe there. But he said, but the kingdom of God is now in you. It's not something coming. It's something that's already on the inside. And so wherever you go, you are the kingdom of God in that place. You are an ambassador of Jesus Christ. That's why when you're in the job, pray for the sick, rebuke the demons, set people free, because the kingdom of God is within you. I wish I had some apostolics that believe this in this place tonight. It's in you. Touch somebody and say, it's in you. It's in you. It's in you. Wherever you go, it's in you. My grandpa, his name was Bill Dross, the Pentecost. That's what they knew him for, Bill Dross, the Pentecost. Amen. He walked into an insane asylum, a casa de locos. He walked into an insane asylum. And when he walked into that place, never had been there before in his life. And he walks in. And the first person in the, whatever they call it, the one that was locked up. Sal, thank you. Amen. I'm glad you're here, buddy. You got my back. Amen. Praise God. I knew. Amen. He walks in the cell. And the first guy in that cell, they're not in the cell, he's walking down the aisle. And the first guy in the cell grabs his cup and begins to hit the door. And he began to say, Bill Drost, the Pentecost. Bill Drost, the Pentecost. As he started to go down the hallway, they started on each side of him, everybody together saying, Bill Drost, the Pentecost. Bill Drost, the Pentecost. By the time they got to the end of that aisle, the guard turned and looked at my grandpa and said, man, you must come here quite a bit because they all know you. He said, I ain't ever stepped foot in this place before in my life. And then he said, well, why is it that they know you? He said, it's not that they know me, but the God that's within me. The God that's within me. I come to wake up your spirit in this place tonight. You think you're a nobody, but the Lord's letting you know you're anointed somebody. You're anointed by the King of Glory. And wherever you go, you're a threat to hell. I wish I had some hell threateners that will rise up in this place tonight and let the devil know I've been laying down too long. I've been sitting around too long. I'm rising up and taking back what belongs to me in the name. Oh, I wish I had some warriors in this place tonight. Somebody give God praise in the I don't hear you. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Touch three people and tell them I'm anointed. Say it with authority. I'm anointed. I'm anointed. Arabakasha. I'm anointed. I'm anointed. I'm anointed. You gotta get it in your mind. I'm anointed. I can't just go into work tomorrow like I normally do. I've got to walk in the spirit. I got to walk in the anointing. I've got to take what I feel in this service and take it to my work and take it to my school. I feel in the Holy Ghost that there's a revival about to be loosened at your job, at your business, at your school. If you will just rise up in this place tonight and grab a hold of this word, you ain't gonna walk like you used to walk. You ain't gonna talk like you used to talk. You're gonna walk with authority and with power in the name of Jesus. Who am I preaching to in this place? Somebody give a roaring praise. Oh my Lord, I feel the glory of the Lord in this house. I said I feel the glory of the Lord in this house. Somebody lift up their hands and give God some praise in the house. This is my assignment for tonight. Watch this. This is my assignment for tonight. And that is to stir up the gift that's within you. Because some of you have had the mentality that miracles can only happen in here. The devil is a liar. Amen. I said the devil is a liar. I want to declare to you in the name of Jesus, in this year, 2016, the church is going to another level. I want you to hear this word. And as you are going to another level, you will meet with new devils. Hallelujah. You will meet with new trials. You will meet up with new situations in your life. But the Lord is trying to wake something up in you right now so that when that devil comes to bring you down, your anointing will knock him out. My God, there are some folks in this place. You got a prophetic anointing over your life, but you've shut your mouth and you have not spoken a prophecy into the atmosphere. I command you in the name of Jesus to pick up that gift that's within you and begin to open up your mouth in the atmosphere and release a prophetic word that will pierce hell and let heaven come through. Over to God. So the Lord has sent me tonight to awaken, to stir up the anointing that's within you. Some folks didn't even know they were anointed. You thought everybody else is anointed. Not me. I don't got nothing. I'm just an old lump of coal. I don't got nothing. Oh, the devil's a liar. I want you to know something. Even the smallest child in this place is anointed. Hallelujah. There are folks in this house that from your mama's womb, the devil wanted to kill you because he identified the anointing that was within you. But God said, you ain't touching them. You're not touching her. I've got a purpose for their life. They're going to bring a headache to hell in the name of Jesus. There is going to be an arising in this place tonight that when you walk out of this place, hell is going to be shaken. Hell is going to be trembling because you're walking out of this place with your anointing attached to the glory of God. I feel the presence of the Lord in this place right now. Somebody's about to be broke loose by the power of God. Can somebody give some praises unto God? Watch. Right now, I'm about to release a word of faith in this place. You want God to activate the anointing in your life? I want you to run to this altar right now. Run to this altar. Stand in this altar. Hirabakataya. Lift your hands in the presence of God. Urabashataya. Ushataya kataya. Yes. Turn me up in the main, please. Yes, you're hungry for it. I see it. You're hungry for it. You're hungry for it. You're hungry for it. You're hungry for it. Urabakashanda Rabakataya. There's an army rising up in this place right now. There's an army rising up in this place right now. I'm about to release this word. And when I release this word, there's going to be an activation in your spirit. Now, by the authority of the word of God and by the power of the name of Jesus, Lord, activate the anointing now. Somebody lift up your voice. Now it's being activated. Now. Now in the name of Jesus. Now. You thought God forgot about you. He's activating you right now in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Activation. Now in the name of Jesus. Let it be activated. Let the anointing be activated. Let the power flow. Jesus. There's a glory in this house. There's a glory in this house. There's a glory in this house. There are gifts of the Spirit being activated right now in you. There are people you've dreamed about laying hands on the sick and they recover. Now, by the authority of the word of God and by the power of the name of Jesus, God, activate the gifts of the Spirit in this place now, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, have mercy. Yes, yes. I don't know who you are, but you got a scream all bottled up inside of you. You need to open up your mouth and let it go now. There's a breakthrough in that scream. I said there's a breakthrough in that scream. There's a breakthrough. Oh, 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 Rabosanda. Oh, Rabakataya Rabasha. Yeah, 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 yeah. There's a break there. There, 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 there. Somebody's holding back right now. Don't hold back. Open up your mouth. Let it go. Your atmosphere is changing right now. Your atmosphere is changing right now. The gifts are released in this place. There are people, you've got a prophetic word for somebody right now. Go and release it in the name of Jesus. Go and release it in the name of Jesus. Let that gift operate inside of you now. In the name of the Lord, Rabokosaya, release that word into somebody's life. Speak life right now. I said speak life right now. In Jesus' name. Hirabotoria Rabasaya. Oh my God, there's another wave coming through right now. There's another wave of the Spirit coming through right now. There's another wave of the Spirit coming through now. Now, in the name of Jesus. Now, Urabosha.
Yes, yes. Spirit of the Lord, Spirit of the Lord, Spirit of the Lord. Katarabashanda Rabakataya. Ikarabashando Robokota. The glory of the Lord is in this place. Hariyalabosaya. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Harabasataya. I want you to listen right now in the name of the Lord Jesus. There are three things that the Lord just told me right now. Put an end to it. We're going to put an end to it right now. I'm going to release it into the atmosphere, and the Lord's going to put an end to it. The first thing is strife in your family and in your marriage. There are people that you've been striving, you've been fighting your own family and in your marriage. And it's been the devil that's brought an attack against your family. But right now, with the authority that's on me in the name of Jesus, I come against that spirit that has risen up against your family. I command it to stop in Jesus' name. We release the power of God in your family and in your marriage now. We command that strife comes to an end in the name of Jesus. I declare peace in your home. I declare peace in your marriage. I declare peace on your kids now in the name of Jesus. Now lift up your voice. The thing, second thing that the Lord impressed on me right now that we need to put an end to it is poverty. The enemy has come against some people's finances in a strong way so that you cannot finance the kingdom of God. But something's going to be released in the atmosphere, and God's going to bring blessing to you in the name of Jesus. Right now, you need God to touch your finances and touch your economy, touch your business. Lift up your hands. I command that spirit that has come against your finances, that has come against your business, that has come against your economy. I command him to take his hands off your money now in the name of Jesus. We bind that spirit of poverty. We bind that spirit of lack. We bind it in the name of Jesus. And we loosen blessings in Jesus' name. Oh God, somebody ought to give a loosened blessing praise right now. I don't hear you. Give a loosened blessing praise. Loosen on me, Lord. Loosen that blessing. Loosen that blessing. Somebody's one dance away from a blessing. Hirabosataya. My Lord. My Lord, I feel that there's about to be a financial transfer into some people's lives in the name of Jesus. Blessing you never even expected to come are going to show up in your house in Jesus' name. Who wants it in this place? The third thing that the Lord said to put an end to it is sickness and diseases that have risen up against people in this house. In the name of Jesus, There is going to be healing that's going to sweep over this house. This morning we had miracles, but God's about to sweep healing over this place in the name of Jesus. But we're going to do something different right now. I want you to turn to somebody and face them face to face, man with man, woman with woman. I want you to stand in front of a person right now in the name of Jesus. And with the authority of the Holy Ghost, I want you to look at them in the eye and say, the anointing that's within me heals the sickness that's within you in the name of Jesus. Now begin to pray for them right now. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. We take authority over sickness. We take authority over disease. We take authority over now in the name of Jesus. We bind it and curse it from the root. We release healing and miracles in this house now in the name of Jesus. Some folks are praying too casual. War in the Holy Ghost. War for the person in front of you. War for them now.
I don't know who this is for. But this is what I feel. You asked and you asked and you asked and you asked God, when are you coming to my rescue? You saw the storm around you. You thought you were going to die in that storm. And you felt like as if God did not come on time. He wants you to know right now, the whole time he was within you. He was inside of you. And it was because of him being inside of you that the storm could not kill you. And right now, I feel just the love of God that's in this place. Right now, the Lord is embracing your life. I want you to receive that embrace from heaven right now. Just receive that embrace from heaven. Just receive that embrace from heaven. Yes, 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 yes. He was inside of you all this time. Somebody just hug back in your spirit. Hug back to that.
Let the peace that passes understanding seep down into your spirit tonight.
Feel like somebody could see over the hill, right over the horizon from where you're standing. God has a land prepared for you. It's flowing with milk and with honey. God has a promise just right over the hill. There's purpose just right over the horizon. If you could see past the storm and past the wilderness and past the dry place, God has a table prepared before you. God has a place. God has a place of anointing. God has a place of power and a place of blessing for you, already prepared. Does anybody believe it tonight? Let's give God a hand clap of praise tonight for the wonderful presence of God, for the word of God that is so precious. We magnify you, Jesus. Remember to pray for the Dross family. Pray for Brother and Sister Sutton as they travel. Just share your love and strength tonight. If you want to stay and pray, just do that. God bless you. Go with God. In Jesus' name.